Musically, the seventh movement of the Brahms is just so beautiful. It starts off with the sopranos singing. Make sure, sopranos, that on this first note you make a crescendo through the five beats and get right through to the end of the word. Make sure you start with a strong z sound. Selig sind die Toten, die in dem Herrn sterben. Tenors, yours is exactly the same as this first entry. When you come in at bar 103, it's exactly the same as this first entry. Normally, I like the altos to join the tenors in that entry because it is a forte entry. Not terribly high for the tenors. So I usually reinforce that with the altos. So this first entry, sopranos singing it, tenors and altos also sing it, the octave lower, obviously. So just this first entry is 1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4, 1. Okay, so that is the main tune. Basses, you have to be careful when you have your entry, because the sopranos there, tenors and altos later, have that going up to there, a major third. Your entry basses is basically the same tune from bar 10. Breath. But the ending here is different. It's the minor sound there. So just watch the difference there. It's a little bit chromatic from bar 22 for the tenors in particular. So in bar 22, sind die Toten, die Toten. Just going from bar 22 is this, tenors. Straightforward after that. So just watch that, tenors. Here it is once again from bar 22. Sind die Toten, die Toten, die in dem Herrn sterben. It's that D natural in bar 24 that you need to watch. Next section's fairly straightforward. When tenors and basses are singing in bar 43, Das Zirun von ihr, just make sure that B natural there is bright enough. From letter B in bar 40, we just sing Jahrdegeist. That does, keeping that nice and bright. Basses in bar 52, just watch the D sharp there. One would naturally want to sing a D natural there. So your entry at bar 50 is Das Zirun von ihren Arbeit. Okay, what is it? Von ihren Arbeit. Okay, and carrying on from that basis, den ihren Werk. A big jump. Von ihren. Okay, so just watch that really big leap in bar 56. Note-wise, next bit is okay, but at letter C in bar 76, altos and basses, it's Jahrgeist, spricht, Geist, spricht. Make sure that you do put that ST, so there is a slight gap between Geist, spricht. Okay. Jahrgeist spricht. And then it's basses, you have the same thing after Jahrgeist spricht. Only a crotchet there, but make sure that it is bright enough pitch wise. In bar 87, the going from the end of 86, sopranos have that C sharp. Altos come in on the C natural. And that's the note that you go on to. B sharp is the same as C natural for the sopranos there. So 4-1-2. And then basses, you've got that C sharp, which the sopranos have just sung. There we are, and then... And the rest is fairly instinctive. Beginning of bar 95, tenors watch the G natural there. So in bar 94, second note, tenors you sing... Okay, so just watch that G natural. I've spoken about the entry in bar 103 for the tenors there. I would like the altos to join that because it is forte. Breath. And again, make sure you get right up to the major third there, not like the basses had earlier on. Note-wise, I don't think there are any real problems. Notice the crescendo in bar 131 for everybody. It's written as crescendo, but make sure that you make that big crescendo up to the end of Tutten. And then altos come in quite gently. Selig sind die Toten. And tenors, a beautiful sound here. In dem Herrn sterben. Take a breath after that bun there. And the rest, I think, as I say, is quite instinctive. There's just bar 154, altos. You've started in 153 on... Okay. Not quite what you're expecting on that F natural. Okay, and then it goes straight through to the end, and I think that's fairly straightforward. So hopefully that has given you a little bit of help on that that beautiful final movement. Just watch the German pronunciation. Selig. Nice soft sound for the G there. Selig sind die Toten, die in dem Herrn sterben. Von nun an. Okay, so that is the seventh movement.